Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of the Ben Maller radio program. Good to have you with us in the podcast format. Limited commercial interruption. So here in hour number three, we discuss the pro bouncy ball story of the day. Snap, crackle, pop. The Celtics have lost Jaylen Brown to injury. He's done for the final week and the postseason, the number two star for Boston. So will Danny Ainge hit the eject button and blow up the Celtic roster in the offseason, make a major trade? Is Brad Stevens in jeopardy? We take a closer look at the situation around the Celtics. We'll get to that right now. Here it is, hour number three. Feeling green. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we chitter-chatter coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Good to have you along as we are back at it again this hour, and our lead coming from pro bouncy ball. No, it is not Russell Westbrook. We've ranted about that in a previous hour, but it is another star that has gone down, KO'd, snap, crackle, pop. The latest NBA star down for the count. This player not coming back this season. The season's only got a week to go, and then the playoffs begin in earnest after that. We're talking about Jaylen Brown. What can Brown do for you? Well, the answer is nothing in the postseason. Now, if you didn't see this, Celtics shooting guard Jaylen Brown has been diagnosed by the medical staff there with torn ligaments, or at least one of them, in his left wrist. And he is persona non grata. He is out for the 2020-2021 postseason, and he will try to return the following year. Will it be in a Boston uniform? Brown having a breakout season for the Celtics, career highs, points, rebounds, assists, three-point shooting. He'd become a sniper for the Celtics. And so in his place, Boston is in a tough patch, and they will start Evan Fournier. He will continue. He's actually been starting recently since Jaylen Brown got hurt, and he will attempt to plug the gap for the Celtics the rest of the way. Good luck on that. The Celtics, by the way, I believe they're two games behind the Heat for the sixth spot, and that's the spot you want to be in because as of now, the Celtics would be in the play-in tournament. The iconic Boston Celtics having to get in that Fugazi NBA play-in tournament. The seventh seed, if they get that, the Celtics, if they hold on to that seventh seed, they would be lined up to play Brooklyn in the house, which would be a nice soft landing for the disjointed Brooklyn Nets. But let us discuss. Don't bury the lead, my man. Jaylen Brown, done for the season for the Celtics. Should Danny Ainge blow it up? Now we're talking about the roster. Now the Celtics have not lived up to expectations. So my response to that is moderate adjustments. I've got haberdashery, mulligan, and flea market. And we will tie all of these things together into a marginal Maller monologue. Now, the Celtics, to say they're underachievers, they're more than that. They are chronic underachievers this season. Jaylen Brown's injury is the final nail in the coffin. Strike up the band for the Celtics. Na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na. Hey, goodbye. It's over. Sayonara, adios, muchachos, for the Celtics. And any pipe dream that the Celtics were going to make a run in the playoffs, forget about it. Right? Danny Ainge, now at this point, he cannot bury his head in the sand. He seemingly has lifetime employment himself. But that Celtic team here in this NBA season reverted into bad habits. They backslid, and they have certainly not lived up to anyone's expectations. For a myriad of reasons. There's all kinds of excuses you can give out. The injuries, the COVID boogeyman, the compact schedule, blah, 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 blah. Regardless, we believe in accountability. And when the music stops, You are what your record says you are, and the Celtics in a very bland Eastern Conference are a generic brand team. They're a generic brand team. Boston is at the haberdashery right now. They're being fitted for a dunce cap the way they have played. And you look at the landscape at the top of the Eastern Conference. The Bucks, not as good as they have been the last couple years. I'm not buying the 76ers because of Doc Rivers. That guy has a major choke in his DNA. And the Brooklyn Nets, they're all over the place. They haven't been together, and they're just going to roll the ball out and figure, well, we have this guy, that guy, and the other guy, and we're going to win. Okay. It doesn't always work like that. It often does in the NBA. But this was a missed opportunity for the Celtics because the Celtics, you look at the last couple vintages of the Celtics, and they've been chasing the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference, and you're like, well, this is an in the regular season I'm talking about. And this was an opportunity for them to skate past Milwaukee. And the only team that truly seems invincible talent-wise is Brooklyn. But they've been wonky. Right? They've been wonky, the Brooklyn Nets. But the move here for Danny Ainge, when you do inventory of the roster, is, as I said, you make some moderate adjustments. Now, what does that mean? That means more than just fine-tuning. Right, fine-tuning would be replacing the guys at the end of the bench. It's more than that. It involves getting rid of a secondary star. And the Celtics have a lot of secondary stars. They're going to have to change out one of those players. Now, part B of this, inquiring minds want to know. We'll get back to the roster. We're going to circle back to the roster. But many people trying to figure out what happens to Brad Stevens. Is he given his walking papers? I've been asked about this in previous episodes of the show, and I've not changed my position. My response, if you want Brad Stevens fired, don't hold your breath, right? From my perspective, Brad Stevens will get a mulligan, a big, giant mulligan for this season. The Celtic brass will pretend like this didn't happen. And the theory is that if Danny Ainge was looking to poleaxe Brad Stevens, then Brad Stevens wouldn't be coaching the Celtics right now. Stevens would have taken the college job at Indiana, he'd be coaching the Hoosiers, he'd be in the Big Ten. If you believe the reporting, Brad Stevens was offered lottery-like money to go back to his home state of Indiana, and the fact that Stevens rejected that out of hand tells you that he has job security, he likes the NBA, and he's got job security. Outside of some kind of hush-hush deal to go leave the Celtics and coach like the Indiana Pacers, then I see that Brad Stevens, the way I look at it in my crystal ball as a friend of Nostradamus and a distant relative of Nostradamus, that Brad Stevens will be back in the saddle again. And the Jaylen Brown injury is actually going to let Danny Ainge off the hook. This is a blessing in disguise for Danny Ainge. Why? Gives him wiggle room. Right? Danny Ainge can say, well, if Jaylen Brown hadn't gotten hurt, if that had happened, if that hadn't happened, the Celtics would be fine. You know, you play the whole ifs and buts game, right? If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, the Celtics would have made some noise in the playoffs, but they didn't. Right? And Danny Ainge also will fall back on the injury alibi card. It wasn't our year, and he'll play the injury card from the bottom of the deck. And it is true. The core four of the Celtics, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker, and Marcus Smart, the four key players there, they played together. I saw this stat bouncing around. They played together a grand total of 292 minutes. That is 137th in the NBA as far as a group of four players playing together. So 137th in all the NBA. And 48 minutes a game, they played a total of 292 minutes. But this also falls into the fact that you have injury-prone players. Kemba Walker has been an injury-prone player. He's got bad knees. Marcus Smart, who is like a human torpedo the way he plays, he often finds himself injured. You got a fragile bunch of players. And so that's part of it. You might want to change those guys out. Not that you're going to get better players per se, but you'll at least get guys that will show up and play. All right, last word on this. So looking forward, right, projecting ahead for the Celtics. We've determined that Brad Stevens is safe. We believe that Danny Ainge will continue. So that's the brain trust for the Celtics. So what concessions on the roster is Danny Ainge willing to make to improve the Celtics? Well, they can't keep the team together completely. They got a lot of number twos, and they believe that Jason Tatum's the number one. He's the centerpiece. So going forward, right, with Tatum as the main player, you got to get players around him. They think they have good players around him, but it hasn't worked out. This, certainly the last couple of years, the Celtics have been close, but close doesn't count. And now they've completely fallen apart. So by process of elimination, Danny Ainge will get rid of at least one and possibly two of the following. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and Kemba Walker will not be back in a Celtic uniform. And, of course, a lot of this depends on contractual situations and whatnot, and who can be traded, who can be put on the flea market, and who can't be moved, and who's just going to leave on their own. But when you look around and see who's available, and it's not going to be a very sexy year for players changing teams in the NBA. It's not expected to be. Many of the stars are expected to re-sign with the teams they're on right now. There's always that wild card surprise out there, but of the players who are likely to relocate, you look at Pascal Siakam of the Toronto Raptors, who's had some run-ins with his coach. Bradley Beal in Washington, currently injured right now, but he'll be fine by next season. CJ McCollum in Portland. They're not going to get rid of Damian Lillard, but CJ McCollum's a guy that could be relocated. So of those three biggest names, if you could only get one of them, and you're Danny Ainge, you make the call. Well, the obvious answer and the only acceptable answer would be Bradley Beal from Washington, but that would be a mega trade involving a fellow Eastern Conference team. Is that realistic? Probably not. And who else could you pry away with Jaylen Brown? I mean, Jaylen Brown, considering the numbers he put up this year, that is a value stock. You can get a decent return for Jaylen Brown and just change it up and just say, well, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, they're too similar to each other and you got to get somebody else in there. And Bradley Beal, not as good a defensive player as Jaylen Brown. And Jaylen Brown, a much better three-point shooter this year. But offensively, Bradley Beal, you'd rather have him. Yeah, you'd rather. I mean, even though Jaylen Brown's played much better this year, overall, if you had to choose, you'd take the player from the Wizards. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, you can join the show here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We've got Maller's Mountain of Money coming up a little bit later in the hour. We've got Ice Ice Baby and Nobody Beats the Wiz. Nobody Beats the Wiz. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can also tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
The Flying Hawaiian. He won a World Series with the Phillies, and he won a World Series with the Red Sox.
I don't know.
More great answers just like that coming up in mere moments on Maller's Mountain of Money. Now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Can't wait. We got Ice Ice Baby and also Nobody Beats the Wiz. And we have new sound coming in, and as soon as Coop gives me the green light on that, we will play it because there's a mini controversy in the NBA. And I enjoyed the response of a player who's been dragged in the middle of it. I'm going to give you that right now. So the Washington Wizards, their guard Bradley Beal, got very upset with Kent Bazemore. Kent Bazemore with the Golden State Warriors these days. And he was upset because Bazemore was like kidding around. And he did mention Bradley Beal's hamstring injury when celebrating Steph Curry, right? He was sucking up to his teammate Steph Curry. And so this led to Bradley Beal's wife standing by her man, right, getting very upset and defending her husband and taking some shots at Kent Bazemore. So we don't need to give you all the minutia of it, but that's the gist of it. And so anyway, following Golden State's game tonight, or just a few hours ago, I guess yesterday, technically, Golden State played Portland. Bradley Beal was asked about the social media controversy that, Kent Bazemore, rather, was asked about his part of the controversy. Now, Bradley Beal got upset, and Bradley Beal's wife chimed in on that. So anyway, Kent Bazemore referenced it and pointed out that apparently now in the NBA, well, let's just have him say it. He pointed out that you can't joke around anymore. No one's got a sense of humor.
I mean, I guess you can't joke anymore, but man, whatever. It's, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm a pretty lighthearted guy. I stay at my own lane. I don't, you know, say things that ruffle feathers, but hey, man, it's just if you want to know what my loyalty is, it's the SC30. So, I mean, anybody out there chasing them, it's going to be tough, but you know, whatever. It kind of got out of hand. I didn't check my phone all day until after the game. So, it's kind of blowing up, but you know, I don't get involved in that crap, man. It's, I'm gonna go home, love my wife, watch some Peaky Blinders, and go to bed, dude. I got work to do tomorrow.
What show is that? He said he watched. What was that at the end there?
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders.
What is that?
It's a show on Netflix that's like about like British street gangs.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
Lots of people swear by it. I've only seen like one episode. I don't know if I was just too tired to get into it, but
yeah. All right. So just real quick. First of all, Kent Bazemore, the rule of the internet, real social media, there is no humor. Everything is an act of disrespect. There's no room for nuance. There's none of that. And there's mobs of people and bots and algorithms running around looking to attack at all times. That's kind of obvious. And number two, you're Kent Bazemore. I mean, you should be honored that you became the eye of the storm here. You're like a fringe journeyman NBA player, Kent Bazemore, and everyone's getting all worked up into a tizzy over something that you said, right? You can't handle the truth. How dare you? Anyway, let's go to the phones. 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369, if you would like to be part of the festivities. Let's go to Houston right now and say hello to Chris in Houston. Hello, Christopher. Boo Altuve. Boo Altuve. Altuve.
Altuve. Altuve. Is that my opening now? That should be my opening now, because you love to play it. This Altuve got some. I mean, come on, man. Leave the man alone.
Hey, listen, I thought Altuve did very well in the Kentucky Derby, so good job by him.
Hey.
Take off your shirt. Hey, we want to see your tattoo. What do you got, a picture of Carlos on there?
Hey, look here. It's all funny games, but I guarantee you none of them cats will say that to his face on the street, so. You know, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, he's like 5'6".
They couldn't say it to his face. They'd have to get on their knees to say it to his face. How about that?
Hey, don't worry. Hey, look here. Hey, I just seen some real short guys they're packing real punch now. Don't get it twisted now. Now, you know, hey, at the end of the day, Ben, I'm tired of all these sensitive bitches in the NBA. I mean, the sensitivity level has been ratcheted up so high that even Bob Baffert is trying to use the cancel culture as a way out. Like, this is where we come from. Now,
well, it's not just it's everyone. Everyone's they're piling on top of each other. It's out of control, man. The whole world's out of control.
Man, you know, that's when you let them political people take over, and then they just, you know, they just run rob the whole doggone social media.
But what is everything's political? I mean, everything turns into political, right? You can't have anything that's not political.
Well, see, a lot of things get turned into political when it shouldn't be political, but they throw it in as political. But, you know, who's counting? Who cares? And, you know, move on with life. And, you know, it don't affect you really, but they make it affect them for some reason. But, Ben, I got a question for you, Ben. Out of your choke jobs and your Clippers, which one hurt the most? The McNuggets or against the Rockets? Which one was it?
Oh, well, listen, the answer is the Rockets lost. I was at that game. People were congratulating me that I had known for years, that worked for at Staples Center. They know the long-suffering Clipper apologist there. So when I was leaving, the Clippers had a 15. The Clippers had a 15-point lead in that game. They would have beaten Golden State in the next round, no doubt about that. Would have stopped the Warriors, and they would have gone to the NBA Finals. So that one really destroyed me, and that would have kept Lob City intact. That team would have stayed together, and they would have gone on and done amazing things.
You know how bad the Clippers organization be is when people are congratulating you just getting out the second round. Really, bro?
Well, no. And you know how many points James? You know how many points James Harden, who was the star of the Rockets at the time, scored in the fourth quarter when the Rockets came back? Yeah,
zero.
He was on the bench the whole time. It was the backup guys that played.
That's what makes it worse is that you let Josh Smith and Corey Brewer, who goes on a hot streak every now and then, take you guys out, man.
I didn't let them. Blake Griffin and Chris Paul let them. I had nothing to do with it. I just witnessed the carnage is what I witnessed.
And then you throw in the McNuggets. You let a guy that actually probably only lifts McNuggets. He don't lift no weights. Jokic, take you guys out.
Jokic is a good. The guy's going to win the MVP. The guy's a good player. He's going to win the MVP. Listen, that's a choke job was. The Clippers didn't lose it in Game 7. They lost it in Game 5 and Game 6 and you know whatnot. They had multiple opportunities, double-digit leads, and they gagged. But that's good. They got it out of their system, Chris, because now it is on upward and onward. And they will get her done this year, playoff rondo.
Now, I think when y'all choke again, it's time for y'all to change y'all name to the Chokers, man. Because, boy, man, y'all, I mean, come on, man. You throwing herons at the Timberwolves because they stink. But at least they made it to the Western.
They're the worst team in the history of professional sport in America.
Guess what?
I'm going to throw haymakers at the Minnesota Timberwolves. They have the worst winning percentage of any team in North American sport.
At least they made it to a Western.
Oh, I know. At least they did a million years ago. I know. A million years ago. Before the internet, before Twitter and Facebook, they were Minnesota Timberwolves were in the Western Finals. Congratulations.
You know you guys are tied with the Charlotte Bobcats. You know that, right? You're in the same boat with the Charlotte Bobcats.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore.
The
Charlotte Bobcats are dead. They're gone. They're out of here. See you later. All right, I got to go. Thank you, Chris. By the way, Altuve still sucks, okay? He's still a cheater, and the Astros are scumbags. How about that? Boom, done. Let's check in. I was wondering, people were asking me, what happened to beer-drinking Brian and Half Pint? Let's check in now. In Kansas City, we'll say hello to Half Pint. Hello, Half Pint.
Hey, man, what's good?
Where have you been, Half Pint? We missed you. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been cleaning the house and beer drinking Brian back at the hospital again.
Oh, no. He's in the hospital yet again. Yeah. Give me the update. What's going on with him?
He's drunk and his rhabdomyolysis kicked in again. So they got pumping him a bunch of fluids.
So they gave him a bunch of fluids. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So he's dehydrated and
when's he getting out of the hospital?
Whenever his blood level goes down.
Yeah. So how weird is it at the house without beer drinking Brian? Yeah. You two are together. You can't separate a Half Pint and beer drinking Brian, that power couple of the
boring.
Year.
It's boring.
Boring. It's boring. Yeah.
Yeah, it's boring.
I got you. All right. Well, I hope he gets out soon. What's that?
I just think I'm going to draw a song that we play all the time.
Coop?
But beer drinking Nick Bryan, if he's listening to this, he needs to get to feeling better because Half Pint's not no good without beer drinking Bryan.
Oh, man.
This is a love story, is what this is. Man. These two are a lesson. Love comes in all shapes, sizes, and forms. This is love. No, you seriously. I mean, you guys love each other. You're a couple of crazy cats. You love each other.
In here.
What's that?
Said, who's chopping onions in here?
I know. Coop's becoming a man all of a sudden. Look at that. He's going through puberty right now. I'm so excited about this.
You know what? Next time I'm just staying home, all right?
No, don't do that. So Half Pint, are you allowed to visit Beer Drinking Brian in the hospital or because of COVID? Are you
yeah.
still not?
Yeah, you are allowed. Okay. I can go out there and then, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we send our best to Beer Drinking Brian. I hope he's listening. And,
we love the Ben Mallow show, but just staying Half Pint without Beer Drinking Brian.
I understand. He brings out the personality in you. He gets out your entertainment value. I understand.
You hear our songs? Our favorite song was Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, Island in the Stream, but we sing it Delta in the Stream.
who I think she was a Dolly Parton song, right? She said
Islands in the Streams with Kenny Rogers.
But we call it Doves in the Streams.
Doves in the Just my headphones. She's here. Singing. Right? Oh, she sing a little bit. Yeah, sing a little bit. What's it sound like, Half Pipe?
In the stream. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely on each other. From our love to another.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Very nice. You didn't expect to hear that. Okay. She's still going, Eddie.
You got no one and you just walk in the night.
Wow. You're
slowly inside of the real thing.
Make it stop. All right. Thank you.
Stride.
Thank you, Half Pint. Very kind.
Talent show right there.
Half Pint bringing the talent big time. Talent show's not till sometime in usually early July, late June, early July, but that is impressive.
No one can stop the claw.
Yikes.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And speaking of the NHL playoffs, we are told they might start on Saturday. And no, I'm not kidding. That's what the NHL said. They might start on Saturday.
If they feel like it, Eddie, they'll play. If not, they won't play.
Again, they might not, I guess. I don't know. But we do know.
Are they at the mercy of the Canadian government, Eddie?
Well, that's to be determined as far as where they're going to play. But we know the teams that are in. We've got the 16 teams that are in. And in two of the divisions, we know what the playoff matchups are going to be. In the East, you've got Pittsburgh against the New York Islanders and the Capitals against the Bruins in the playoffs. In the Central, it'll be Carolina against Nashville and Florida against Tampa Bay. In the West, we don't know.
So no Canadian teams in the East made the playoffs.
No. They have their own division. They're all playing against each other.
So they are playing each other in the
North Division playoffs.
That's what I said. You were mocking me when I said that.
We don't know once they advance. Somebody's going to automatically advance. And then where they play after that, we don't know.
Okay, so we've segregated for now, U.S. and Canada.
They've done it all season.
I know that, but I thought in the playoffs they would put everyone back
together.
Well,
not for the first two rounds. In the North, you've got Toronto, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Montreal. But Winnipeg and Montreal are still battling out for 3 and 4, so we don't know the matchups there. And the West, you got Vegas, Colorado, Minnesota, St. Louis. We know St. Louis will be the 4 seed, but we don't know who's going to be the 1 or the 2 because Vegas lost to Colorado last night 2-1. If they would have won that, they would have clinched the division, and then the playoff matchups would have been set. But Colorado won, so they're still alive for the division title in that one. So we know the teams, not sure about all the matchups yet in the playoffs in the NHL, which may start on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Sunday. Maybe it'll wait till Monday. How about Tuesday? I mean, do I hear Wednesday?
Maybe
on a Thursday.
So, yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
Maybe. Weasel word. All right, is that it, Eddie?
That's it.
All right, thank you for that. I have a hockey story that caught my attention that I think the NHL should be all over. It is the Ben Maller Show. This portion made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. So did you see, Eddie? Guy scored 8 goals in a game. His team scored 13 goals. He scored 8. Did you see this?
No.
We take you now to Russia, where Vladimir Putin, the autocrat, the dictator, Vladimir Putin, played a game. He does this every once in a while.
Yeah, he usually scores about 8 every
his
game.
His team won 13-9, Eddie. And he had 8 goals, according to a U.S. media reporter who covers Russian affairs for U.S. media. Putin's first goal was scored within 30 seconds of the game starting.
Well, I think if the goalie touches the puck that Putin shoots, he goes to Siberia.
No,
yeah.
If Putin,
no, I'm not kidding.
if Putin touches the the goaltender touches the puck from Putin,
yeah.
then Putin has somebody actually shoot the goaltender.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually how that goes. So there's actually a clip, and you do a hockey podcast, Eddie. There's a clip going around that shows Putin out there skating around. And it's pretty funny because he's skating and, like, waving to the crowd. I think this is before the game. He's, like, waving to the crowd. And they had that rug on the ice, you know, on the side.
Yeah, the carpet.
Yeah, and the guy's trying they're trying to stop Putin from tripping on the rug.
Yeah, because
and he goes right into it. Yeah, he just plants and he trips on the rug.
Oh, they're dead.
It was pretty funny.
Rest in peace, carpet guys.
Yeah, whoever put the carpet down,
they have been killed. This is a common occurrence. When he plays in these games, he scores like 7-8 goals every time. Because I'm serious.
It's wonderful.
They're not stopping that puck.
You hear these things about the guy in North Korea, right? Kim Jong-un. He'd have remember the round of golf he played?
Yeah, he had like a 9. It's like 18 holes. How could he have? Oh, no, you had 9. He got a 9.
Yeah. He had a hole in one on every single hole. and then, you know, played 2 rounds. Every hole was great. And all that's hilarious. That is funny. I did want to spend a couple of minutes on this Bob Baffert story as we transition away from the Vladimir Putin scoring 8 goals and leading his team in Russia to a win. But Bob Baffert, he did a round of interviews. He made the morning show rounds, did some other interviews on Monday. He blamed cancel culture and urine for Medina Spirit's positive steroid test. This is right out of Doc Mike's playbook. Nobody beats the Wiz.
Really?
No, it's believe it or not, Bob Baffert. I wonder if Baffert's a listener to the show.
I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
Can we dismiss the possibility that Bob Baffert is a closeted member of the Maller Militia and that this idea popped into his head from listening to a Doc Mike phone call? I don't think we can dismiss that at all. But Bob Baffert, his claim, if you didn't see it, he's claiming that Medina Spirit, the reason that horse failed the drug test was because one of the grooms that gets the horse ready there at the track was taking cough medicine and urinated on the hay, and then the horse ate the hay. And that's why the drug test was failed. How great is that? So if some guy went pee-pee on the hay, and then the horse ate the hay, and then that's the
Yeah, sure.
That's what he said. That's his claim. That's Bob Baffert right there. That's outstanding.
Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Probably not.
No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
Oh, that is outstanding on every level. All right. We are going to play Maller's Mountain of Money. Do we have our contestants now or do we need to beg for contestants? What do we need to do here?
I think we have them.
All right, let's introduce everybody. Play the game real quick. Here we go.
Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, here we go. Maller's Mountain of Money real quick. We've got our two combatants ready to go, enemy combatants. We've got Matt in Salt Lake City. Hello, Matt.
Hi, man.
What's going on in Salt Lake today?
Not too much. It's pretty quiet.
All right. Tell the guy in Beaver Dam who's got a friend in Punxsutawney who knows somebody in Rancho Cucamonga what you do for a living.
I am actually unemployed.
Okay. So you do nothing for a living, man. But you are looking for employment, yes?
I am.
Okay. I got you. All right. And what kind of work are you looking for, Matt?
I was working at hotels, but I want to do something else now.
Okay, change it up a little bit. I got you.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a sec, Matt. We've got Charlie in San Antonio who's going to play the always annoying Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Ben, looking to get a golden ticket so when the Clippers get eliminated, the next night you have to put me on.
Yeah, okay. Charlie works at a hotel, but the people that visit his hotel wish he didn't work at the hotel, so that's there's that. All right, hold on a sec. Let's go back to Matt. Matt, you can play with anyone on the show. You can play with me, Ben, Eddie, Koopaloop, Roberto, any of us.
I'll go with Eddie.
All right, Eddie, you have been picked by Matt and Charlie. Who do you want to partner up with, Charlie?
You know what, Ben? I want you to have a crisis of conscience, so I'm going to choose you. Because as much as you want me to lose, you're going to want me to win.
Oh, come on. What a dick. All right. What a dick in Dayton. All right, hold on. What are the categories? Cool. What do we got?
All right, gentlemen. This is the Bono edition of Maller's Mountain of Money. He turned 61 years old yesterday. All right. The categories are as follows. I Will Follow, With or Without You, I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, and Vertigo. Matt, you were on first. Which category would you like?
With or Without You.
All right. And Charlie, how about you?
I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
All right.
All right, everyone stay in place here. We will have Maller's Mountain of Money in its entirety. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And right to the game we go. It is that time of the week. Maller's Mountain of Money every Tuesday here, the Bono edition. Eddie is up first with Matt in Salt Lake. I, Ben, am team with Charlie. And let's get the party started here, Koopa Loop.
All right, Matt, you are up first, and you picked With or Without You, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you have 45 seconds. We need the first and last name of the athlete. This category, these athletes have won championships on different teams. 45 seconds, begin.
Super Bowl winning quarterback, Colts and Broncos, brother of Eli.
Hey,
prime time, greatest cover corner of all time.
Deion Sanders.
Scored 100 points in the game, claims he slept with 10,000 women. Greatest leadoff hitter and base stealer in baseball history.
Ricky Henderson.
Yes, linebacker for the Raiders, Redskins, and 49ers out of Penn State. He was a horrible GM
Lamar
for the
Arrington.
Lions. No. Horrible GM for the Detroit Lions. He drafted wide receivers every year.
Matt Millen.
Yes, fat pitcher for the Yankees. He threw a no-hitter. He wore Babe Ruth's hat during a game. No. White guy. Mustache out of San Diego. last name, color of money, NBA titles with the Spurs, Raptors, Lakers, plays in the 76ers.
Danny Green.
You would have got that right
Green.
Away, too. You skipped over that. Didn't count.
David Wells was who you missed there.
Y'all brought a ringer in.
That was not bad.
Charlie's a little nervous, but the score is 180 points. Charlie and Ben, you were up next. Your category is I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. These all-stars are still playing but have never won a championship. 45 seconds, begin.
All right, the star of the Suns, great with the Clippers and lobs. Yes, Atlanta Falcon receiver. He's on the trading block.
Julio Jones.
Yes, a linebacker for the Bears. He was traded from the Raiders a couple years ago in a big
trade. Pass real quick.
All right, Yankee slugger, not Aaron Judge, the other guy for the Yankees right now. Play with the Marlins.
Carlos Stanton.
Yes, Cincinnati Reds slugging first baseman from Canada.
Oh, man. Joey Gatto.
Yes. Running back. He's the all-time 49er leading rusher. He played at age 37 for the Jets last year.
Old
guy. Come on.
Khalil Mack for the other question.
Yes, Khalil Mack. Okay. What's the answer to this one?
Frank Gore.
Yes. Cowboy offensive lineman, 6-time Pro Bowler right now, number 70.
Not bad. 200,
that's all right.
240. You guys have the lead.
We got the lead, Charlie.
Zach Martin was the last one that you ran out of time for.
Damn it. Would you have gotten that, Charlie?
Quit wasting time.
Yeah,
let's go.
Matt, I Will Follow or Vertigo?
Vertigo.
All right.
Oh, that's a bad choice.
Here we go. Let's do it.
These sports figures have all suffered from vertigo. 45 seconds. God. Begin.
A current star in the Lakers, the King from Cleveland.
LeBron James.
Quarterback of the Steelers right now, veteran quarterback.
Ben Roethlisberger.
A tight end, Hall of Fame tight end to be for the Chargers. He was a basketball player in college.
Antonio Gates.
Yes. Former Laker. His brother also plays in the NBA. They're from Spain. Played with Kobe.
Powell.
Yes. Former head coach of North Carolina. Also coached at Kansas basketball.
Roy Williams.
Yes. current golfer from Australia. It won the PGA.
Nathan Day.
Yes. Oh, God. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who this guy is. The last guy. I'm sorry.
That's a great clue, Ed.
I have no idea who he is. I don't know what sport he plays. I have no clue who he is.
For the Cincinnati Reds.
Cincinnati Reds center fielder.
Nick Senzel?
Yeah, he's a top prospect.
That should be a 1,000-point question.
Yeah, you're right.
I play for the Reds.
All right, don't waste any time.
Great job.
Stay focused. Stay focused, Charlie.
420 Woo-hoo! Points.
Charlie!
Don't choke, Charlie, like the
Charlie!
Clippers.
I think we're out of time.
Charlie.
No!
Here we go, Charlie. Your category, come on, jump up!
Your categories, I will follow. These athletes followed their teammates to a new team. 45 seconds, begin.
All right. The tight end for the Buccaneers came over from the Patriots.
Gronk, Robert Kostin.
Yes. Known as Flash for the Miami Heat.
Dwayne Wade.
Yes. The doctor for the New York Mets in the 1980s. The strikeout king.
Pass.
All right. The glide for the Rockets and the Trailblazers.
Clyde Drexler.
Yes. Yankees starting pitcher, left-hander. He did PEDs in the 90s.
Mike Pettit.
Yeah. Different first name. All right.
Yankee
first baseman, nickname, I don't think we can say his nickname. Played with the Braves, Rangers, Yankees. He's on ESPN right now. White guy?
John Crump?
No. wide receiver, white guy. Charlie!
Just like the Clippers!
Charlie!
Joking!
No. How dare you, Charlie! Mark Teixeira.
Well, it's a loss, but it's still a win. I feel good.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing.
That's a winner.
That's a joke. Charlie sabotaged the game.
Garcia's
sabotaged the game.
Inside
protest.